And thank you, Veronica Carter. Sorry I said you were Kim Gordon, but I couldn't see who
That's
was
right.
In the news
we always play musical chairs anyway, so.
Sure.
We like to mess with you guys. We do it just to mess with you.
It works.
Well, we are not in the studio at WGN because we are live in action today. Today's WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, live from Bolingbrook Golf Club. It's presented by Allstate agent Christy Bladorn, who, oddly enough, is sitting right next to me.
How did that happen?
Hi, Christy.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. All right. How long have you been an Allstate agent in this area?
22 years.
You don't look old enough to have done this 22 years. 22 years.
I like you. I like you a lot already.
See, that's what you do to women, Bill.
Sure, butter them up.
You do that all the time.
Right.
Was it kind of a family thing? Because I've noticed this a lot with the Allstate agents. Either their parents or some other relatives did it. And it's something you guys like to keep in the family.
Nope.
No.
No.
You're a rebel.
I'm a rebel. It was kind of a fun story. When I was in high school, I worked at a pizza place and got fired, and I needed a job right away, so...
Why'd you get fired? That's what I'm going to focus in on right now.
I was not very good at waitressing. I just don't think that was my calling. And so I started telemarketing for an agent, and that was back in the 80s when telemarketing meant take out the yellow pages, start at A and go to Z in your town, and just started really enjoying being on the phone and talking to people, and from there just... continued to work for Allstate all through college, and then once I got done with college, I decided I wanted to be an agent and put together a business plan and beg, borrowed, and stealed and got a loan, and luckily my mom helped, and I became an agent.
That's awesome. Where's your office located here in Bolingbrook?
I'm in the same spot I've always been in, which is over for those people from Bolingbrook, right by the high school. I'm at the corner of Schmidt and Lily Cash.
Are there Bolingbrook people here? That is a hard word to
Bolingbrook.
Say.
Bolingbrook.
I know.
Bolingbrook.
So, yes, applaud if you're from
Woo!
Bolingbrook.
All the people at the bar, isn't that weird? That's peculiar.
All right.
They're just giving back to the community.
Right. Right.
Do you see some of your clients, your customers out there as you look around?
Yes.
And if not, why aren't you going to Christy Bladorn at Allstate?
No, I see some of my customers.
It is a relationship, though, that you get with the customer and their families, because everybody's life changes. So, you know,
indeed.
Bill's daughter going away to college, things change.
Right.
I'm going to have a new driver soon if he ever gets his license. Things change, correct?
They do. They do a lot. And like yourself, you know, I just now have a 16-year-old licensed driver. So I have
about that. How much does the insurance go up for, and why is it more for boys than girls? And can we do something about that by the end of the show?
We'll talk about that off the air.
But the reason is, statistically, girls just don't get in as many accidents, right? Guys are more prone to...
Because we're better drivers.
That's why.
Yes.
That is why. There's no doubt about it.
Yes, and
no. Guys die first because we just need it.
You don't want to live with us anymore?
I can't do this anymore.
Well, for like my husband, he probably will, I might put him in the grave, you know, so it makes sense that I have a lot of life insurance on him.
Sure,
so, yeah.
That's a good thing.
All right, and you like to help people, of course, at Allstate and help them get their needs met in various different ways, but you're also passionate about helping people in need, and you have a particular charity that you're very fond of. Why don't you tell us a little about that and introduce your guest?
Okay, well, it's, once again, kind of a cool story because the Allstate agent that introduced me to Allstate that I worked for, his name was Doug Askren. He's now retired. And after he retired from Allstate, after 20-plus years of being an agent, he became passionate about giving his time. And part of being, I think when you're an Allstate agent, you're very lucky and fortunate. You have a good life, and you want to kind of pay it forward that way. And so he became active with Green Harvest Food Pantry, which is located actually probably only within like maybe 10 minutes of here. And after talking to Doug and doing some work, I just really felt like, hey, this is something I want to do as well. You don't have to be retired to give your time. And when you hear Jeff's story, it's just, I mean, it's awesome. I'm like in awe of him. And it's great when somebody sacrifices so much of themselves. And I think at Allstate, our goal is to protect, right, and to make people feel good and make sure that they're secure. And this is something Jeff is doing, not in a good hands insurance way, but something that is – like fundamental to your well-being, which is being able to eat, right? And if 1 in 5 kids in the state of Illinois have a food insecurity and 15% of Illinoisans are hungry, then it's just...
That's astounding to think about, isn't it? Right here in Illinois?
Very high.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
And the Jeff you're referring to is the founder of Green Harvest Food Pantry. Jeff Green, thank you for being with us today.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for having me. I appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Everything, of course, we just heard about you is true, but talk about it from your side. Why did you begin this endeavor?
Well, I was working for a rescue mission in Aurora, and after about 2 years, my job got eliminated. I was working for the women and their children section of that organization, and when they eliminated my position, the ladies still needed help, and so they were calling my wife and I, and so we started doing holiday food baskets, and so it started building, and then right after September 11, 2001, it was in October, the President of the United States at that time, George Bush, had made a request that we try to create more volunteer opportunities for the American people, and my wife just looked at me and said, why don't you do that?
Yeah.
See if we can start something. And I said, I don't know how to do it. And my slogan is, I make this up as I go, because I have no clue how to run a not-for-profit. But after 15 years now, here
we are.
You're
getting pretty good at it now, aren't you?
We are. I got a good group of volunteers around me.
You know, it's funny you say around the holidays, putting gift baskets together, that's when a lot of us think about, boy, it must really be bad to not have food on the table, to not have presents. But it's something we should think about year-round, isn't it?
It is. A lot of people think that the hunger stops after Christmas. And really, from January to June is the toughest time for us. People, you know, are now trying to pay off their credit cards and, you know, try to get things back in order. And, of course, then as June comes in, we have everybody going on holidays or vacations. And so people kind of forget about us, and not just food-wise, but volunteer-wise. So you were talking about not everybody's retired. Majority of the people that do volunteer are retired people. And what we do, a lot of it is hard, heavy lifting, sorting of food. We have to go, some of our partners besides Allstate, Walmart, Jewel, Mariano's, they donate to us on a daily basis.
Wow.
So we have to drive and pick up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably one of the few executive directors that goes out every day and picks up fresh produce, meats, baked goods. But sometimes we just don't have the volunteers, so I need to be out there.
Sure.
Plus, I like to be with the people.
Good. Very good. Does the food stay in the area, Jeff? What's the farthest it goes?
We cover a 9-city area. Actually, Bolingbrook just came into our circle about 6 years ago. JFK Middle School did a food drive for us, and that's in Plainfield. But while I was there talking with the students, I started finding out that majority of those kids were really from Bolingbrook.
Yeah.
So
I told you Bolingbrook was huge.
So
you said Naperville.
Oh, they're both.
Right.
So fortunately, my president of the board was there at the time, and I just talked to him and said, you know, they're giving us all this food and almost $1,000 in cash.
Yeah.
I think we need to help some of the people in
Bolingbrook.
So today, when I looked at the numbers, we're helping 21 families in Bolingbrook alone.
Oh, nice. Very, very nice.
And, you know, kids come around. Yeah, round of applause, please, because
that's
some admirable work from Jeff Green. Green Harvest Food Pantry. A little double entendre there, Green Harvest, Jeff Green. Because speaking of green, you know, you have kids that will have a food drive at school or whatever and non-perishable items. So, you know, you find your soups and you go through your cabinet and the mac and cheese. But it's really important to have fresh produce, and that's part of it, too,
it is,
isn't it?
And because of Walmart and Jewel, we do get the fresh produce. We get fresh dairy products and also meats. They're just items that would be pulled off a day or two before the Best Buy date on it. And then we use it. And if we don't get rid of it quite right away, we will refrigerate it, freeze it, whatever we're able to do.
Jeff, very quickly, when people hear about certain areas, and I guess you could put Naperville and you could put Bolingbrook into this, you go, oh, that's a fairly affluent community out there in the suburbs. There can't be that big of a problem with hungry people, but that's not the case.
You would be amazed. About 4 years ago, I had a CEO living over in White Eagle.
Yeah.
And we all know that's a nice community. And believe it or not, he was living paycheck from paycheck. When I went to visit them in the home, I wouldn't even say half of the house was filled with furniture.
Yeah.
But he thought he would never lose his job. And you, as you know, with the economy,
you never know.
It just shuts down and overnight.
And please explain to people that I know pride gets in the way, but it's okay to ask for help, isn't it?
It is. A gentleman actually just called Monday, and he was actually crying. He says, I've been out of work for 6 months. My wife's wanting to know where we're going to get food for the kids. And, you know, we got kids getting ready to go back to school. We need sack lunches, yep, things like that. And he says, I'm sorry, I have to ask. And, you know, it, you don't have to be sorry about it. The whole concept of the way Green Harvest was set up, my parents were very proud. And we went many, many months without a big nourishing meal. We would, mm-hmm, you know, a lot of beans, a lot of potatoes. But I wanted it so if my parents ever decided they want to come into a food pantry, that it would be the best that they come to. And so we try to build dignity to people. So when they walk into our doors, they get a shopping cart. We don't bombard them. We just say, grab what you need. We have limits on things. But, you know, if your kid likes Peter Pan peanut butter over Jif, if we got it, well, let's make your kid happy.
Look at that.
Very admirable. Very admirable.
Where do people go if they want to help? Maybe there's a retiree listening who says, I have some extra time. I'd like to volunteer at Green Harvest. Or maybe someone needs some help. Where do they go for help?
Well, both of you can go to greenharvest.org. And there's a lot of information there. And, of course, you don't have to be retired. We'd love for you all to come over and do a tour with us. But basically, we have different pages there. You can donate online if you want. There's a needs page that tells you different ways to volunteer that way. Then we also have a page that tells you all the things that we're looking for right now, whether, you know, I think right now we're really low on cereal. Corn, believe it or not. We get tons of carrots and green beans, but right now...
No canned corn?
I only have really about 3 cases of corn.
But these needs change constantly,
don't
they?
It does. It fluctuates.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So we know the story now, Christy. We know a little bit more about the story. So what are we doing to help?
Well, I'm very lucky, and I work for a company that's very generous because there's nothing more exciting than giving a check for $1,000, especially when it's not your own money.
Yeah, sure. The best time.
So woohoo. And so Allstate has this wonderful grant program, and I had spoken to them, and I said, I have this organization that I think just, because like you're talking about donating corn.
Yeah.
Or like say, for instance, like cereal, shampoo and like hygiene products and all these things, but Jif has to drive to Mariano's to get it, and that's gas money. And there has to be electricity in the building.
Yep.
And so all these things. So a check for $1,000 is going to fulfill a lot of those needs that maybe people don't realize that happen behind the scenes. So once again, I can't say enough great things about the company I work for, because Allstate, once again, makes me feel great that I am employed by them, and proud to wear the shirt and proud to wear the name, and so excited that I get to give the check today to Jif.
Well, we are going to take a quick break, and we're going to do those pictures. You know, Bill, it's always fun to come here with the giant check.
Sure.
Do not take it to the ATM. People are going to be in line behind you and
it
be mad at you.
It gets stuck in the drive-thru every time that tube, it just doesn't fit.
We'll continue talking to Christy Bladorn, and if maybe you're listening and you want to become an Allstate agent, we'll tell you how that will happen. And once again, a round of applause to Jif Green, the founder of Green Harvest Food Pantry. If you'd like to help, if you'd like to donate your time, your money, or your food, greenharvest.org. Thank you so much.
All right, a quick break and then more show. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. And her visa number is 386.
Hey,
no, not supposed to give that up.
The WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour is live from Bolingbrook Golf Club this afternoon. It's presented by Allstate, Chicago's own Good Hands. And really, thanks to Allstate, we have a beautiful Allstate Showcase studio back at WGN, which is awesome to be there every day. But it's so nice to get outside,
sure,
and we thank Allstate for that.
Sure.
Christy Bladorn is still with us. And a question to you. You said you've been doing this 22 years.
Yep.
All right. So if someone's listening and wants to become an agent or an agency owner, what advice do you have for them? How do they find out more information?
Well, you can jump online and go to allstateagent.com, and it will tell you all about the criteria that Allstate's looking for in an agent and how to get started. Or you can always just call me at the office if you have any questions after you look at that and want to talk to an actual live person that can tell you a little bit more about it. I'd be happy to talk it over with them.
Are there any special requirements? Could Bill do it if he wanted to?
Yeah, could I
do
it?
You have to be slightly insane.
I'm in.
One for one.
Would you qualify?
Yes.
But it offers flexibility, doesn't it?
Overwhelming flexibility. Yeah.
That's so important.
It's totally important. When I first started, like I had said, I was obviously young, so I didn't have a family yet. After becoming an agent, I got married and had kids.
And you're married to another Allstate agent, right? And that's
no.
Oh, you're not. Oh, I thought you were.
No.
Okay.
No way.
It sounded like
my
an arranged marriage
engineer.
For me. I thought Allstate only lets you marry other agents. I got that wrong. I apologize.
No. They would rather there be two agents, right?
Right.
So, yeah, two different offices.
Right.
No, my husband's actually an engineer and works for an engineering firm.
Unless he's a secret agent, just telling you that.
He may be.
A secret agent and an Allstate agent are two different things.
Oh, they are.
Though.
Okay.
Yeah, there's nothing secretive about what I do. I tell everybody what I do.
Oh, good.
And it's a good thing you do because that's how you get business. Where is your office located again?
I'm on the corner of Schmidt and Lily Cash in Bolingbrook. So for the local people, that's right over by the high school or by 7-Eleven.
And 281 South Schmidt Road, is that it?
Yeah.
All right. Her name is Christy Bladorn. A round of applause. Allstate agent for 22 years, doing a great job, and also helping out greenharvest.org. Thanks to Jeff Green as well, the founder of Green Harvest Food Pantry. Thank you very much. We have to take another break, you know.
We're going to take a break, and then one of Chicago's finest comedians, Larry Reeb, joins us in a little while. Stay where you are. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.